Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. First, they were 2 hours late, then they were closed, the seventh closure since the polar vortex. Northfield School Superintendent Matt Hellman called it at about 8 this morning when reports of blowing snow and unplowed roads were making driving difficult. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn reported vehicles off the road and a few minor crashes. Northfield Deputy Chief Mark Duquette was helping with traffic on Highway 3 northbound near the ballroom after a vehicle went into the ditch after a small tangle with a plow truck. No injuries were reported in any of the crashes, but it's a good reminder to stay well back from plow trucks. Don't overdrive the conditions. The City of Northfield declared a snow emergency this morning. Go to our website for complete details. The Dakota County Sheriff's Office received a call this morning just before 5 o'clock about a car stuck on the railroad track by Ravenna Trail and Polk Avenue around Highway 61 east of Hastings. While en route, deputies requested that dispatch contact Canada Pacific Rail to have them stop all trains on that track. KYMN spoke with Captain Schroeder, who said there were three bystanders there trying to push the vehicle off the tracks while the owner of the vehicle was inside. However, it was just about a minute from contact with deputies to trying to alert Canada Pacific when they learned a train had hit the car. Fortunately for the owner, she only received minor injuries. Schroeder said the area is rural and visibility was low. They did hear the train whistle. The bystanders had the vehicle nearly off the tracks and the train struck the front corner. If it weren't for those stopping to help, there might have been a very different outcome for the driver. The department is searching for the names of the bystanders so they can be honored. In 2017, the Northfield Council approved setting aside 1% of eligible capital projects funded by the city for public art. The money collected from last year's Division Street project will be used at 6th and Division. Arts and Culture Commission Chair Alyssa Herzog-Melby explained they could have chosen creative seating, decorative crosswalks, but
we really felt that wayfinding for visitors and for community members is really important, right? For them to know where things are, for them to know what is happening. And so we fairly quickly zeroed in on the idea of an informational kiosk.
Functional and practical, the frame is the artistic piece. The ACC had 15 statewide submissions. That was narrowed to 3.
Those 3 finalists were given a small stipend to sort of flesh out the idea a little bit more and come into a presentation to the Public Art Review Committee. Which happened in late January.
Local artists Nick Swear, Keeney Swear, and Howie Osterroot were chosen for their design that captured the essence of Northfield.
You know, there's the river that's actually going through the glass, and it really speaks to the natural environment of our local community, which I think was a huge draw for the park committee.
The goal is to have it installed in September. For a rendering of what it will look like, I have a link from the Northfield Library. And District 20 Senator Rich Dreheim introduced a bill last week regarding an optional driver's license notification.
Where if a parent had an autistic kid or someone with a mental illness and wanted to have something on their driver's license, so if they get pulled over, it'd be a communication tool between them and law enforcement.
He also put forth bills regarding transparency of medical fees and bill statements, one of which addresses the acronyms and what they mean.
What I've heard from constituents is that they might get 4 or 5 statements. They don't know what half of the acronyms or abbreviations are on the statement. So I'm trying to work on having the hospitals make it a little more in plain English, so like a 7th grader could understand it.
Dreheim has hope for all the bills, though he's getting some pushback from hospitals. He added that all the bills are bipartisan. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.